Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's podcast off the way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, everyone. I'm Robert Buchanan. I'm a licensed mortgage broker here in Fort McMurray. When I'm not doing that, I'm also operating a fuel truck with Cougar Fuels up at Suncor Base Plant Oil Sands in the mine. So I'm there in the trenches delivering the fuel, you know, working with those autonomous trucks everyone loves, and also trying to help you achieve your home ownership goals at the same time.
There we go. All right. Well, I have a lot to talk to you about, but let's start with mortgage broking component. Let's hear
brokering.
Brokering, is that what you call it?
Brokering.
What did I say?
Broking.
Broking, yeah.
We don't want broking.
No, yeah. No. You want to keep going. Yeah. So let's hear about how you found yourself in that world.
Right. So I've lived here for 4 years. My wife and I moved here from Southern Ontario.
Okay.
She's in finance. We were at an event for her, and somebody that we know through that sphere asked me if I'd ever be interested in mortgage brokering.
Okay.
She said, I'm a personable person. I like to think that I am.
Yeah.
And I really do care about helping people. And I think what differentiates me and sets me apart from the other mortgage brokers in the market in this area is that I am actually truly local. I actually do work at the oil sands. I actually do have that experience in the trenches day and night. Mm-hmm. So when people are wanting to send me emails or, you know, work on a deal and they're on night shift, I'm on night shift.
Mm-hmm.
I can help them too. I got off nights Wednesday morning and I was at that Fort McMurray Fall Trade Show. Right there at the booth, sharing a booth with Royal LePage Fort McMurray Benchmark. There's a plug there for them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gail, if you're watching, Gail Bebo. I really do appreciate the experience that I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Really did allow me to meet some people en masse and get my name out there a little bit, and I had the pleasure of meeting you.
Yeah, that's how we ended up here today. So where and how do you feel that oil field experience is beneficial to you in this role?
Right, so that's a great question. I do understand what it takes to get that kind of an income to qualify for those loan amounts and the ratios.
Mm.
I also understand how important it is to work hard and play hard. So when people have those toys that maybe push their ratios for qualification on a prime market space, I have access to dozens of lenders, and those lenders all will work with me on a case-by-case basis to get you approved for that loan, maybe refinance, consolidate the debt. You know, you're eyeing up that new toy at 4G Motorsports, I can help you make it work with your mortgage payments.
Mm.
I also do understand scheduling. Scheduling's tight, right? When you're on shift, on rotation, not really gonna have a lot of time for anything outside of that. Mm. I'm right there with you. I understand what it's like.
Yeah, very cool. I like it. You definitely worked on your pitch over the weekend at the trade show. That was flawless, man.
I might have had 300 or 400 opportunities to set me apart from the other brokers in the space here.
Yeah.
I just this morning, before I had the pleasure of coming up here and talking to you, I just had some calls with some lenders who were, you know, giving me some great information about case-by-case unique scenarios, which tell me anything about Fort McMurray that isn't unique.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly it. Cool. So you've been here for 4 years, you said?
That 4 years this month.
What brought you here originally?
Honestly, this is the last place in the country, I believe, that anyone really has the opportunity to start from nothing and to build a life for themselves and a legacy for their family.
Okay, so,
you are getting showed up right now.
That was the answer. How did you come up with that when you were outside of our community?
Right.
Like, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but like, how did you come up with that from afar?
So I've known, since we lived in Southern Ontario, I've known for a long time, as long as I've been working age, that if you are willing to apply yourself and you land that job opportunity, that, you know, hook to come out here, anything else is possible. You know, Southern Ontario, we were looking at home prices. It's still not great, but it was wild in 2020, 2021.
Right.
A great push during COVID out of downtown cores of cities.
Mm-hmm.
We were within an hour of Toronto, so we were getting priced out of every single property we were looking at by a long shot, right?
Yeah.
We had down payments saved. We would look at it, save a little bit more money. By that point, your home prices are that much more out of reach.
Right.
So my wife has family in Alberta, not Fort Mac, but Alberta. And I had never been west of Michigan before we decided to come out here.
Okay.
It was a quick turnaround. I had a job offer. She had a relocation offer from the company she's with. And we were looking at home prices. We had down payment for pretty much any property in Fort McMurray at the time.
Yeah.
And it honestly kind of just fell into place.
Nice. Right?
It was a two weeks from when I got that job offer to when we were parking at our apartment downtown that
wow.
we rented before we bought our house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so after the 4 years, like how did you, because you are ingrained in the community, like I've seen you around. When I bumped into you at the trade show, like people were coming to say hello to you
oh,
that
yeah.
knew you before. How did you get yourself up and running so quickly in a new community?
So I think the key is not to be shy. Like I said, I'm not really an extroverted person by nature,
mm-hmm.
but I do find that when I have an opportunity to make a connection with someone, that's a lasting connection,
mm-hmm.
right? We connect on some level. I become friends with a lot of people that I meet. And I really do think that mortgage brokering is a way to not only just get out there and meet more people, but to be of value to the community that's given so much to us.
There you go. Now, Cougar Fuels. I know a lot about Cougar Fuels. Let's give them a plug. What do you do
Absolutely.
For them? What so about Cougar Fuels?
Cougar Fuels, a wonderful company to work for, wonderful employer to have. They really take care of their people. They really care and value your life and your schedule, right? That compressed 7-on-7-off at base plan anyway really does allow you to have a full life.
Mm.
They do listen to their people. They're very supportive of me starting this side business, right? And really wonderful, wonderful place to get your feet under you when you come here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then some of the packages they have for like the cost of fuel.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So, yeah, they do have employee programs as well. I don't know how much I'm allowed to share about details,
yeah.
but they really do provide benefits, side benefits, discounts, group discounts, work boot program, all that kind of stuff that really does go over and above your hourly compensation.
Yeah.
Great place to work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and definitely the first time I engaged with them was when I used to work for Acuren. So
mm-hmm.
from a contracting standpoint, using the different fuel locations dramatically affected our like budgets because fuel's expensive.
It is.
So if you can,
a major cost.
So if you can get that down as an organization in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Cougar Fuels.
Yeah, multiple card locks all across Northern Alberta. Right. You get your PetroPass card through them, and you have so many more opportunities. Like Conklin, if you're ever going down 881, you need fuel. You know, you have your gas station in Anzac, but that PetroPass card lock, right?
Yeah.
And there's those scattered all over northeastern Alberta.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they've grown a lot in the last, like, decade, let's call it. Like,
mm-hmm.
especially with their downtown, not downtown, Taganova. Yeah, area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So, outside of all of this work that you do, you seem like a pretty personable guy. Like, what do you do when you're just, like, chilling and relaxing?
Chilling and relaxing, I love it. So, I have two rescue dogs from the Wood Buffalo Animal Rescue.
I love them.
They're they're so good to everybody.
I am being outshone today.
Yeah.
You know, they're great. Everyone that's working on that organization deserves a plug. I mean, they work tirelessly. They're constantly looking for shelter space for their rescues, fosters, and donations, of course. They're a great community resource to have. So we adopted two dogs from them.
Mm.
They're both wonderful dogs, and the rescue was great and supportive in the transition of being rescue dogs to our dogs, right?
Okay.
So we spent time on the Birchwood Trails. Beautiful this time of year, absolutely beautiful. We went for a walk yesterday with the dogs on the trails, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many great dog parks in Fort McMurray, too. You know, the Waterways one, I think it's called the Sarah Holden Dog Park is the name of it.
Okay.
Trails, it's all fenced in, of course, right? You can let them run, work on their recall, that kind of thing. So I'm spending a lot of time with my wife and the dogs. I also just enjoy that little bit of downtime when I'm allowed to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're not having some friends for a barbecue, I'm at church every Sunday that I'm off, the All Nations Church on Brett Drive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're involved there, involved in some life groups. If anyone's looking for a community of great people, check them out, fill out a Connect card, and get involved that way. So really, I do have a full life, and I think Fort McMurray is the place to have that.
There you go, my dude. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his segment called the Max City Minute,
okay.
Brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is one cute quirk your dogs have that make them special to you?
Definitely their personalities. One female Lola and one male Donald. Lola was the one we got with the rescue. She was a little bit older, had been through a little bit of trouble before we got her. She's definitely got some separation anxiety. You know when you leave the house, if you hang around the driveway, you'll hear her yelling, howling from inside the house, please come back.
Yeah.
It's definitely that.
Question number two. What is one reason you decided to work at site simultaneously with your other job?
Well, I really feel like if I'm going to be positioned uniquely in the market, mortgage space, I need to provide that unique selling proposition, they call it, right? I need to be able to relate to the guys and gals on site, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do that if I divest myself completely of that. Yeah, plus the income. Plus the income, I'm not going to lie. Everyone's thinking it.
Yeah, at least you're honest about it. We appreciate that here.
Yeah.
Question number three. If you could spend the day in any fictional world, what would that be?
Ooh, tough one. Mm-hmm. Fictional world.
Yeah, anything from Truman Show to Harry Potter, man. Like, video games. Books.
Probably Groundhog Day. You're familiar with Groundhog
Yes.
Day.
Yes. Eddie Murray. You would want to live the same day over and over?
Bill Murray. You know what? If anything you take away from that movie, from that fictional world, is that you get a chance to try again.
Yeah.
You get a chance to try something new every day, right? If we could have that, right? If we could all have a do-over every day, how wild would our lives be?
Dude, you are polished. Question number four. If you had the ability to teleport anywhere in the world instantly, what would your perfect day look like?
Okay, so we're starting out the morning in my house, fresh coffee on my back deck. Temperature's perfect, 20 degrees, no wind. Okay, and then we're going teleporting immediately to Sausalito in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're going to hang out for the afternoon on a houseboat. And then we're going somewhere hot like Barcelona, Spain, somewhere south of France for the evening.
Jeez.
Dude.
All day long.
Did you think about that?
No, I didn't know that question was coming. I'm just like...
No, you couldn't. No.
Started to pick my favorite places to be, right? San Francisco Bay Area. I don't know if you guys have ever been down there.
Yep.
We were on a wine tour last August down there. And the tour guide said, see those houseboats down there? It's just quiet little kind of harbor bay area. Mm-hmm. He said, they'll start at 200,000 and they go up to 8 million.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a pretty wide range, but I don't know if the 200,000 is the upturned Walmart shopping cart and some tarps. Or,
that's right.
Right?
That's exactly it.
And your final question, what is one goal you had as a child you still hope to achieve today?
Oh, getting deep.
Could be light. You could be like, go to Disney World. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'd love to just be able to approach someone and be able to speak their language. You know, I speak English. I understand French. I was fluent in it. There's not so much of a Francophone community here that I'm aware of. And since I've been working at site with Cougar Fuels, I'm learning Tagalog as well. And just to be able to communicate with someone on their level is so priceless. Right.
And those have been your five questions.
There you go. Nice. That's awesome. All right, dude, that was slick. You like flew through that one.
Yeah.
So prior to moving here, you said you hadn't really traveled past Michigan.
Right, so I hadn't been further west than
west
Michigan.
West of Michigan,
right.
Yeah. And so now it sounds like you picked some places, so you've been able to like travel since you moved here.
Yeah, that's, see what I mean? Like, there's the opportunities here. I can't think of anywhere else in the country where you can come here. Yeah, we had down payments saved for our house, but it wouldn't have taken us that long to save it if we didn't have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear, unfortunately, quite a bit of negative kind of gossip or rumors or just negative talk around town, you know, on social media and that kind of thing. And I just think it's baseless, you know. I think what Suncor is doing, automating their haul truck system, they're trying to stabilize their operation, right? They're trying to make it so that it's profitable even in an oil downturn.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we hate that,
yeah.
Right? If if you're being given, and I understand they provided support to people who were losing their jobs that way, relocation or reskilling, right? Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. I see new Ontario plates in town. I see new out of province plates in town. I see people starting their lives, and I don't think that ever has to end here.
Yep.
You know, my mother was visiting here from, it was her first time out of Ontario. She was here 2 weeks ago when we went down to the Heritage Village.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
if
anyone's ever done that, the little interpretive tour.
Yeah.
I've done that every year in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done that 12 times.
Yeah. We filmed the visual tour that you see.
Yeah? Really? Yeah. Wow.
So we know the place very well.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just nice to see that this is a place of people coming from away, right? Wow. Ever since it was founded. Mm-hmm. You know, of course you have your born and raised lifelong people, you have your family dynasty names here, and that's good, right? Backbone of the community.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing those interpretive pictures and stories of people from the 1800s and early 1900s and post-World War II and everything, the message that I got over and over is, you come here, you start here, you flourish here, right?
Yep.
And that's really, it's been our story in 4 years,
yeah.
Right? What we've accomplished in 4 years.
Yeah, no, it's track. Like, you're nailing it. And that is the essence of Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a chance to go down to the shipyard down the street?
Not yet.
Go check that spot out. The ships and the trains there, because you can actually, like, get into the ships.
Oh,
like,
you can.
It's really, really cool, because it's preserved like it was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those ships, like, were operational a long, long time ago. Same with the train. So, big shout out to the Heritage Society in Fort McMurray.
I'll have to check that out.
So, I got a question in regards to you paired up with Roy LePage at the trade show.
Right.
How did that transpire?
So, I am a licensed mortgage broker under Advanced Mortgage and Lending Solutions.
Okay.
They're based in Calgary. I'm up here with, actually, I have the privilege of working with the top voted broker in Fort McMurray, Erin Soroya. She was voted the platinum top broker in the community by community votes this year.
Okay.
Her and I work together. Advanced Mortgage, the brokerage, has an agreement with Roy LePage Benchmark to use office space if we need to for client closing.
Mm.
And Gail Bebo was so kind. She understood I'm a new broker. Mm. I needed to get the exposure. I needed to get out there.
Yeah.
And she took me on to share the booth with her at the trade show. So that was just, again, priceless, right? And she's there giving mentorship. She's introducing me to, like, pillars of the community, people like yourself that are here. And, you know,
yeah.
Hey.
Thank you.
Know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And,
weak pillar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He said what we were all thinking.
No, right? And so that was how I got into the trade show, because honestly, starting out, the expense of setting up a booth, not to put it against the chamber, they put on a great show, but I'm brand new, every dollar counts. So being able to split that cost, share that cost, was so good.
Yeah. Now, like you said, you're not the biggest extrovert ever.
No, I'm not.
So, like, that is a time suck or an energy suck of a day.
Very emotionally draining.
Yeah. So when you were finished at the end, like, when you went home, like, did you just, like, crash right away, or did you, like, turn something on TV, or did you just play with your dogs?
Oh, like, the dogs greeting me as if it was any other day. Instant reset.
Mm.
Instant reset. My wife asked me, you know, how the day was. She had dinner on the table.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that,
right?
You know, you have that moment of gratitude for what you do have. Obviously, you know, your goal at the trade show is to get out, get some exposure, get your names, maybe generate a few leads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not that was successful, time will tell, right?
Yeah.
Mortgages isn't a quick, instant type of business.
Right.
But I think, if anything, just being able to get home and be home, right? Put it all back in perspective. So, and I did spend Sunday completely drained, completely wiped. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we went out to church, great service. We went and played pickleball with the married life group that All Nations has. And it was a good exercise in not just shutting down, right?
Kept it moving.
Yeah.
Now, with pickleball, how long have you been playing that sport?
That was my first time.
Oh.
That was my first time, and it was a blast.
Yeah, it's a nice sport, eh?
It was a blast. It, you know, not too crazy, hard, easy enough to pick up on the rules, you know, little bit of competitive edge. You know, I'm not so great. I definitely biffed the ball out into the woods more than once, but it was It was great, yeah. I think I'll be out there playing more.
That's awesome, man. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
Okay.
But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Shameless shout-out or plug to Aaron Soroya of Advanced Mortgage and Lending Solutions for getting me into the business. If anybody wants a boutique white glove mortgage service from end to end with people who truly understand what you're going through and really want you to achieve your homeownership goals, give us a call. I can be reached at 519-806-7993 or robert@advancedmortgage.ca. And thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah,
what
no
a great
worries,
time.
Dude. No worries. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.